Sometimes a person gains so much fame, they become bigger than life. So is that the case with George Washington and a cherry tree he chopped to the ground? We get to the bottom of the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
So did George Washington really cut down a cherry tree and later confess the deed to his father with the famous phrase, "I cannot tell a lie"? Debbie Ward gets that question a lot.
Mason Locke Weems, the first biographer of George Washington, was a parson, a fiddle player, as well as an author.
Reverend Weems was the youngest of 19 children, a man who was first known as a passionate preacher who traveled the eastern seaboard and later became a writer. He'd already penned several titles before his famous Life of Washington was released, and within that title were some stories that still intrigue readers today.
They haven't been proven. They haven't been disproven. You will find people that believe both sides. The cherry tree story, the tossing of the coin across the Rappahannock.
As for the cherry tree, as Ward notes, no one can really prove or disprove the tale. Weems probably had a purpose behind the story that was larger than just selling books.
Washington was not very popular after the Revolutionary War, and Mason Locke Weems felt that something needed to be done, that the country should know what a wonderful man Washington was and what he did for the country.
The book was very popular. There were about 60 editions of the title within its first 50 years, and a total of 70 today. As Weems traveled from city to city, he would not only preach and play his fiddle, would sell his book as well.
He would load up his wagon with his wares, drive from town to town, pull into a town that he thought might be a good place to sell his books, go to the town square, or even a tavern where a lot of people like to congregate, begin to preach until he drew a crowd, and then he would sell his books.
Weems resided just south of Washington, D.C. His home still stands, and his tales of Washington's life live on as well. Traveling the countryside in Dumfries, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.